You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is Art and Soul. This is Lisa Berry, and this week Art and Soul is about the very vibrant visual arts community. And joining us, as always, the Executive Director of Culture Source and recently appointed to chair the Michigan Council for the Arts and Cultural Affairs in Michigan, Omari Rush. Hi, Omari.
Hi, Lisa.
And you've brought a special guest with you?
Yes, Srimoy Mitra.
Hello.
So Srimoy is the director of the Stamps Gallery, part of the Stamps School of Art and Design at the University of Michigan. And I'll let her explain how it started, but I'm really excited to have her with us to tell us about her coming here and getting this program started. Thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.
So where is the Stamps Gallery and how did it come to be?
Right, so the Stamps Gallery is located right downtown. We are on 201 Division Street between Liberty and Washtenaw. As you mentioned, the Stamps Gallery is part of the Penny Stamps School of Art and Design, University of Michigan. We are a brand new space. It hasn't been a year as yet that the gallery has been open, and I have now been here for close to 9 months.
Yes. Now, I remember the Work Gallery on Liberty Street in
That's
Ann Arbor.
Right.
This is different from that.
This is different. So the Stamps School of Art and Design had three gallery spaces up until very recently. The Work Gallery that many of you will remember on State Street, the Slusser Gallery, which was on campus, the North Campus, and then a gallery which was in Detroit. And there were sort of various restraints with each of the spaces, the gallery on campus. There were lots of demands for the students needing space to create work. The dean and the school decided to consolidate and have one sort of large, fantastic space that we are really lucky to be inhabiting right downtown, sort of to shift the focus a little bit for the galleries. So the difference with the Stamps Gallery and the previous galleries is that for the first time with the Stamps Gallery, apart from the student exhibitions and the faculty and alumni shows, we're also doing exhibitions with artists, prominent known and unknown artists, designers, architects from different parts of the country and internationally. So to really develop a strong artistic vision for the gallery is why I'm here.
So it's not just student art that you show at the Stamps Gallery.
That's right. It's actually a really nice balance. And so our goals are definitely to augment the curricular offerings of the school, but also to really function as a portal for the school, to think about the footprint that the school has and the impact that its alumni has across the city. The Stamps Gallery sort of becomes the space where we can see really great and exciting work that an up-and-coming student is developing, as well as perhaps a few months later the work of an artist such as John Akumfra, who is a really important, actually is in Prospect right now in New Orleans, really important international artist.
Well, and speaking of this idea of it being a portal, I was really excited to see that space become an art space. In downtown, that kind of diversity is so important. You know, those big, beautiful windows and the sign that changes the colors is really great to have the arts front and center. I wonder what's coming up this month, because you all have an opening.
We do. And yes, it is really exciting, and we're really, really lucky to have the space. So this month, we are opening two brand new exhibitions. One is a major solo exhibition with an artist named Susie Lake. Susie is a pioneer in the feminist art movement. She is actually was born and raised in Detroit, attended Wayne State University, started creating work in the late 1960s, but became part of the large sort of movement when a lot of folks from the States moved to Canada in opposition of the Vietnam War. And so she works in performance photography, and in this exhibition, she's sort of revisiting her family history in the city of Detroit. So from, her great-grandparents immigrated to Detroit from Germany. Germany. So she visits 30 locations where her family lived between the late 1900s to early 20th century. So really interesting, whimsical performance photography, thinking about the relationship, the history of generations, a circle of life, death, and birth with the cycle of decline and rejuvenation of the city.
When does the Stamps Gallery open and when can we see this?
So the exhibition opens on January 19th. So that's a Friday from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. And along with that, we have another exhibition called Celebrate People's History, which is a fantastic exhibition of posters that celebrates people's histories. So, you know, sometimes when we think about history, we think about the main figures. But this exhibition brings together posters of a myriad of social movements that have taken place across the world. But it's really through the poster design. And so it's a really fun, lively exhibition. That's talking about everyday histories.
Shamoe Mitroth, director of the Stamps Gallery for the Stamps School of Art and Design at U of M. Thanks so much for joining us on Art and Soul. Omari Rush, what else is coming up?
You know, one of the things that's really fun is to see, I don't know if we call them Art and Soul alumni, but yeah. Amanda McKee is going to be the featured artist for Straight Up, the Ann Arbor Art Center's monthly arts pop-up at the Alley Bar in downtown Ann Arbor. And so I'd encourage folks to go out and see her her illustrations. That's January 29, 7 to 10 p.m. at the Alley Bar. They have drink specials, art, music. You can take it off the wall if you like it, but you have to buy it first. But you'd be supporting Amanda.
How exciting for her. I pegged her as an up-and-comer, and I enjoy her work. So
you are just a talent scout,
Lisa. I am, yeah. I want full credit. Speaking of talent, the Arts Alliance has their annual party coming up.
Yes, that is Party, that they are celebrating the arts, culture, science in Washtenaw County and honoring some really fantastic folks. That also is January 29th at Melange. And so, you know, they have tickets available. You know, it's a fun evening, a strolling dinner, drinks, music. Representative John Dingle and Representative Debbie Dingle are going to be honored, as well as, you know,
a familiar name,
yeah,
for WEMU listeners.
Linda Yan is getting a Lifetime Achievement Award.
Award for Linda.
One more. She probably doesn't have space on her shelf for anymore. But,
that's all right. But she deserves it.
Yes, absolutely. It's a really wonderful occasion to celebrate the arts in our community and to, I don't know, get a real sense about how important and unified and robust and rich and vibrant the community is. So I hope people will go out, support the Arts Alliance, and support our fellow community members.
Omari Rush, Executive Director of Culture Source and the Chair of the Michigan Council for the Arts and Cultural Affairs. Thanks so much for helping us out and bringing great guests and all your expertise to Art and Soul here on 89.1 WEMU.
Absolutely.